Chapter 10. Andres reeled. Vax missing? Nori's story spilled out, a confusing narrative about Elliot freezing a cantaloupe and Marigold telling him it was mean, and Willa trying to take it from him because a frozen cantaloupe could seriously hurt a dragon. Sebastian said no, it wouldn't, and he'd really like to see the expression on the dragon's face when it realized the cantaloupe was iced. Nori usually sided with Elliot on things, but she didn't think you wanted to throw a frozen fruit at a dangerous animal. She'd turned to look for Bax to see what he thought, and he wasn't there. No one could remember when they saw him last. Nori said she was pretty sure he'd been there when they started throwing cantaloupes. But then again, maybe he hadn't. Miss Star, what if he got startled by the dragons and fluxed? Nori cried. If he's a swivel chair or a piano, we can find him easily. But what if he's a rock? Ms. Star started to run, heading for the other end of the bridge where the rest of the UDM kids stood with Mo and Nurse Riley. Still on the leash, Andres had no choice but to follow. Bax! The kids started calling. Bax! They yelled his name, even though they knew that Rock Bax couldn't answer them. But Boy Bax could, and Piano Bax could make sounds, so it was worth a try. He's always a big gray rock, Nori explained to Mo. Like a boulder, so you can ignore, like, purple rocks and brown rocks and small rocks. Mo nodded seriously. Andres was terrified. It had not occurred to him that if Bax turned into a rock in the middle of the forest, he could be lost forever. Bax couldn't flux back into himself yet, and there was no way for anyone to know he was a fluxed boy rock instead of a regular rock. Rock Bax looked completely rock-like. He couldn't move or do anything. Could Bax be that rock, the squat one nearest the bridge? Or maybe the gray boulder several yards over? Bax, Andres called. Is that you? He couldn't believe he'd never noticed exactly what Bax looked like when he was a gray boulder. Did he have any dark markings? Any pointy parts? Any rough patches? Andres didn't know. All the UDM kids were running from rock to rock, shaking them, thumping them. Andres tapped Ms. Star's shoulder. Can I please unleash myself? I've got my brick pack on. I can do a better job of helping the others if I'm not latched onto you. Andres, not now, Ms. Star said distractedly. Or if I took off my brick pack, I could search for Bax from the sky. I could get an aerial view. Ms. Star turned in a half circle, dismay oozing from her pores. There are so many rocks. He could be any one of them. Which is why, keep up with me, please, Ms. Star said. She strode off the bridge and picked her way carefully through the rock-littered meadow. Bax is your friend, and you're worried about him. We all are. But the best thing you can do to help him, Andres, is to stay out of the way. Nori felt terrible. How had it happened without anyone noticing? As Nurse Riley sprinted back to the main campground to get Bax's new medicine, she searched along with her classmates. She knew Rock Bax was charcoal gray and had a slight notch on one side of him. She and the UDM kids lined up all the rocks that looked most like Bax on the bridge, lugging them and rolling them. Finally, Nurse Riley returned, panting from his run. He held a spray bottle full of inky liquid. He walked down the line of rocks the students had lugged to the bridge. No, that doesn't look like him. No, not that one either. Oh, this one maybe. Nurse Riley sprayed the maybe rock. It remained a rock. Nurse Riley sprayed another maybe rock. No luck. I'm going to ice them, said Elliot. Maybe the ice will shock him into fluxing back. No, said Ms. Star sharply. You do not ice your friends. Flares do not flare their friends. Flickers do not make their friends invisible. Icing could really seriously hurt him. I don't think so, said Elliot. I think he'll be a rock, and then when he fluxes back, he'll just be kind of cold. Elliot, do not ice Rock Bax, said Nurse Riley firmly. Just let me spray all of these just in case. If he's not here, we'll keep looking for him farther along the path. Willa and Marigold started singing. They sang everybody's favorite song, Crazy Daisy Shame. No doubt they remembered how Bax had once fluxed into piano Bax during that song. Maybe Rock Bax would hear it, and it would help him flux into piano Bax, which would make him easier to find. Their singing made Sebastian cover his eyes and start rocking back and forth, as if his vision hurt from the sounds. Nori ran through the forest area near the tangerine dragon enclosure, searching for rocks that could be Bax. Her worry got worse, and pop! She was adritten. That happened sometimes when she was stressed out. There was no time for her to calm her mind and use what she'd learned in tutoring. Dritten Nori had to keep looking for Bax. She flew over her friends, eyes peeled, looking for rocks she might have missed with her human eyes. Suddenly, Willa and Marigold stopped singing. How come? Dritten Nori flew in for a landing next to Elliot. Marigold saw the Dritten and shook her head in small, tight movements. Willa, paler than usual, pointed toward the path that led from camp up to the bridge. Father and the Sage kids were standing at the foot of the bridge.
It's 10:30, said Father to Mo. Isn't this our meeting place for the tangerine dragons?
Oh, that's right, Mo said, rubbing her forehead with two fingers. It's time to switch activities, but we can hardly switch now, can we? We're having an emergency with an upside-down fluxer. Nori's father stopped and blinked.
Was it Nori Horace? He asked,
looking concerned. His eyes searched the UDM kids and settled on Dritten Nori. Nori popped back into a girl out of sheer embarrassment. She felt washed in shame, drenched in shame. No, father, she said quietly. I'm here. I'm fine. His shoulders relaxed.
What's the situation? He asked Mo.
Mo explained about Bax. Nori looked at father. She saw him take in Sebastian's head cone and Andres on a leash. She saw him look at the way Marigold was shoving her hands in her pockets, something she sometimes did when she was worried she might shrink something by accident. And at a section of railing Elliot had iced while trying to demonstrate why it was a safe idea to ice the rocks. She saw herself splattered in cantaloupe goo. She saw Nurse Riley, his brown woolly sweater covered in inky Bax medicine, talking to a group of rocks and saying, I promise I won't desert you. I just need to do you one at a time, so please be patient. Nori could feel Father's judgment. She wished she were a flicker so she could disappear.
Are there still cantaloupes left? Excellent!
Bax's voice rang out loud as he jogged past the group of Sage Academy kids and over to the bridge where the UDM class stood.
Bax? What? It was Bax! Hooray!
Nurse Riley high-fived him, yelping with happiness. Ms. Starr started crying. Nori rushed to Bax and hugged him, all thoughts of father forgotten for the moment.
Where were you?
She gasped.
I got chilly, Bax said. I ran back to the cabin to put on a sweater and get my scarf.
He looked around, taking in the long row of boulders, the Sage Academy kids, and the concerned faces of his friends.
Oh, sorry. I guess I should have told a teacher, huh? You think? Said Elliot. We were really worried.
Together, they breathed a sigh of relief, the UDM kids and their teachers. They piled onto backs like puppies, hugging and roughing up his hair and telling him the story of their search. Finally, he told them to chill out and stop being so mushy, because it was going to make him yak, and nobody wanted to see that, he was pretty sure. Everything was back to normal, if there was such a thing as normal in the world.